Hello, everybody, and welcome to the sexiest voice
Woot woot.
with Millie and Princess Garnet. Tonight is the
Hi.
a pickup line immunity. Are you excited?
Yeah,
You're just like, you've just been making sounds this whole time. No, no
I'm
words from Garnet tonight. She's only gonna make sounds. That's gonna be her whole critique, is gonna be like,
like, oh, baby.
So we have a few immunities tonight, so I guess you want to get started?
I always want to get
Oh,
started.
baby. All right, first up is Russ.
Excuse me, miss. I'd really like to talk to you, but I can't think of a good enough pickup line. Could you help me?
And that was Russ.
Was.
That was like so genuine. That was like the sly guy in the club who's like, I'm not actually coming on to you, but really I am coming on to you.
Russ is
And he's
definitely the
like,
sly guy in the club.
yeah, he's like, all my friends have left me and now I need to get a taxi home. Will you come in the taxi with me? That's that. Russ is that guy.
This was so very, like, it was exactly what I would expect, like, Russ's pickup line to be. Because it was like, it sounded like, the nice guy pickup line, but it's still that little bit sleazy. Not that I'm saying Russ is sleazy or anything.
It was the nice guy who hasn't got laid in 6 months.
We're saying you haven't been laid in 6 months.
Well, he has a wife. I'm assuming that he has, but
Yeah.
I'm just saying. So, like, in a club,
Was
he's the
very
guy
much
who
that.
hasn't.
It's very much like the Russ pickup line that like is very much you. It's not like it didn't sound contrived. Like it didn't sound like you were like trying too hard.
Yeah,
Which is
it
good.
sounded like if Russ, like, was single at his age and time, he would go to a bar or something, and then he'd be like, say that, and then the girl would be like, oh, yeah, well, you know what you don't want to say? You don't want to say, here, love, here's 20 cents, call your mum, you've pulled. Which is
What?
like, in England, like, it's like 20p for a phone call from a payphone.
Right.
So the standard pickup line is, here's 20p, call your mum, you've pulled. It's like, call your mum, you're not coming home kind of thing.
Okay.
And Russ would be that guy in a club.
Russ would be the guy that tell you to call your mom?
To say that you're not coming home, you'll be hitting on the young ladies in the club with his beard.
Would this pickup line work on you, Garnet?
Kind of already did.
Okay. Good. Okay,
You
we will go on to Gildragon.
can always go on to Girl Dragon.
I want to be your teardrop, so I can be born in your eyes, live in your cheeks, and die in your lips.
Kind of like it sounded like we were in like a dark alley or like in a tunnel, and you were like coming up like behind me and whispering in my ear, and so it's kind of like really weird. I don't know how to feel about this. I don't know.
It was like a really well. I don't know. This pickup line disturbed me and satisfied me in equal measure.
It's like that kind of pickup line that would belong in like the Middle Ages.
Is
Like,
no,
you go
don't
to like a
belong in
tavern.
1960s USA.
It's like he's at a tavern and talking to like the busty
No,
bar
it's like,
wench and
yeah, no, it's like in the westerns when he like takes a girl around the back of the saloon and he's like,
Yeah.
I want to be a teardrop.
Oh, baby.
I want to be born in your eyes. It's just like, it was really rapey, but like really funny as well.
You're the raper. Would you
I
like?
don't think this seduced me though. This is something that I would just be like, ah, like laughing at, squawking at like a duck or something.
Would Gil get to be your teardrop?
No one gets to do my teardrop.
Ah. Well, let's see if Dylan can be either of our teardrops. Dylan's up next.
Oh.
Hello, ladies. I'm Gil Dragon.
Go ahead. That was Dylan.
Oh, baby. It's like, I don't know. It's like, ugh.
Are you throwing yourself at Dylan right now?
I'm like, oh, Dylan.
Ugh. Take me now. Oh.
Yeah, baby. You know I like it like that.
I like this one because it was like just, it was so creative. It he like came weird. Up with it himself, and it was just like.
It was like the guy who's like watching the lame guy go around the club and be like hitting all the ladies, saying he wants to be born in their eyes. And then he's just like, hey, ladies, I'm Gil Dragon. Ugh! And then they're just like laughing at him because it's ridiculous. But then they laugh at him and he makes them laugh.
Yeah, he's like the funny guy who like realizes what's not working and then makes it work.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I'm just like, ugh, Dylan! And, yeah. Sorry, Skywish.
Yeah, sorry, he's ours now. We'll share him.
Own him. We own him.
Okay. Then up next we have Ophi Cal.
Oh, baby.
First girl.
If I asked you to go to bed with me, would your answer be the same as the answer to this question?
That was Ophi Cal. And she's posing a very serious question.
It's one of those questions that confuses me sufficiently enough because, to make say no.
Yeah, well, but if you say no, then that means that your answer to the other question would have to be yes. So that means that you're going to go
maybe,
with her.
Oh, head, maybe, but in my head, I will be thinking no. Totally I'll be like, don't touch me. Never touch me. Never come close to me.
See,
go away.
I would just be like, oh, hey, you know, that's, hey. And then I'd be like, but if you say no, then it's like giving them permission to just go all after you, yeah.
No. That did not woo me. I'm afraid. I was kind of like,
no,
that just confused
like,
me.
Yeah, rape, yeah.
Well, rape, what? I just said the word rape.
Because if you say, because it's like, it would your answer be the same, to like, would your answer to this question be the same as when I asked you to go to bed with me or whatever it was? And if you say yes, then it's yes to both. But if you say no, or, I forgot. I'm confused now. Oh, I don't even know. But you know what? You know what won me over? She has an accent.
Like, yeah, but I live in England. I'm
yeah,
used to that.
For me, it was like, oh, Ophi Cal.
If I was just like, Melly, would you please have sex with me?
Yes.
I will show you the wonders of the world.
Yes.
You would think it's sexy just because I'm British.
Exactly.
Even though there was nothing sexy about that at all.
But you're sexy, so you saying it makes it sexy.
Well, yeah.
Exactly. Okay, our last one. We have Beloved Star.
Baby.
I'm Irish. Want to taste my Lucky Charms?
Yes, I do.
I want to taste... I save it for the cotton.
No, I want to hear it. Just I am recording. What? I'm recording.
Say what? Say what?
Hey,
say what?
How's Beloved Star?
We were in Boston with Rochelle, and there was this so-called Irish pub, and there was nothing Irish about it. And it, for some reason, it just reminds me of Cherie, because she said, I'm Irish. And it, like, made me want to taste her Lucky Charms.
Me too. The only way that I could want to taste her Lucky Charms more right now is if she said it in an Irish accent.
Oh my god, that would have been...
I would have been so hot.
That would have, like, made me want to, like... I'm not gonna...
I would have jizzed in my pants.
I don't know, I'm jizzed in my pants.
Okay, so... I guess that's all of them. So should we, like, talk about this? Or should we just throw ourselves at somebody?
I've thrown myself at about 3 people.
Yeah. Well, why don't we just figure out really quick, and then we'll be back and tell them what we decided.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we decided that we could not agree on who we wanted to throw ourselves at, for the most part. So we're both going to give
one... Wanted to throw ourselves at all of you.
Yeah, a little bit. So we decided we would each give one immunity. And so two people are going to be immune for this first round. Do you want to give out one?
I do.
Who are you going to go home with?
Oh, baby. I'm already kind of going home with someone a little later in the year.
Mm.
But for now, I want to go home with Dylan Collins.
Oh, baby. So Dylan Collins, not only are you going home with Princess Garnet, but you're immune.
And you know what that equates? That equates epic winning. Sorry, Skywish.
Bye, winning.
Time for tonight.
Speaking of bye. My immunity is going to go to my sexy translucent dress wearing, laying on a piano, Irish Lucky Charms girl, Beloved Star. So Beloved Star and Dylan Collins are
immune.
Good job to everybody who submitted. You were all like really sexy. There's nobody that we didn't like, so
I think like the thing that made this is like legit what would make me want to take someone home in a club is if I saw someone going around to all the girls and being like, I want to be born in your eyes, I love you, take me home, I'd be like no. And then like he would come over to me and be like taking the piss out of the guy, and I would be like, that's really funny, have sex with me.
And that's what happened last night
with you.
So I guess until tomorrow, when we record, when we judge some sexy love songs.
I'm so excited.
Me too. Oh my god, I'm ready to be loved sexually.
I'm ready to be loved in the heart.
I can't wait to be sexed in my heart.
And in the pants.
Yeah, pretty much. So goodbye, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye. Congratulations to Dylan Collins and Beloved Star being immune.
And good job to everybody who submitted. We were happy to hear you all. And hopefully... Oh, I guess, should we talk about next week's immunity right now?
No, they can
wait. No, wait. Okay, we'll wait. Okay.
Wait with shivering anticipation.
Anticipation. Bye, everybody.